Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. We had one of these fucking disgusting news items of one of these insurrectionists who was shouting about killing the cops, having a role now at the Department of Justice as the Weaponization Working Group, which we'll get into, whatever that is. It's a guy named Jared Wise. And I wanted to talk about this with somebody. And so I called my man Michael Fanone, and I thought he might have a few choice words. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on.
So this fucking asshole, Jared Wise, was from Bend, Oregon. I guess he was a special agent for the Federal Bureau of Investigation from 04 till 2017. And, you know, event, I guess in 2017, he just thought that Donald Trump was so great. He was so inspired by him that he needed to leave the Bureau and become like a Trump vigilante. And fast forward a couple of years, there he is on January 6th. And well, I guess before we play the video, like, what do you make of it? I mean, what do you make of this? Like, the idea that these guys are now like roaming around the DOJ.
I mean, it makes perfect sense to me because this is what this administration has always been all about. Ever since Donald Trump announced his candidacy from Waco, Texas, the scene of, you know, a bloody battle between American law enforcement officers and members of the far right militant group, like what we saw there. And so, yeah, I, and then, you know, assigning him to the weaponization working group, I guess if you're talking about weaponizing the government against the American people, then yeah, there's a perfect place for him. So I, you know, is it outrageous? If you're a normal person, yes. If you're somebody that believes that the Constitution is a good thing, then yes. But if you're a maggot, then you know, this is great news.
Well, let's take a look at this guy's behavior on January 6th. Obviously, I know you have to kind of suffer through these videos all the time, so I apologize for that. But I think it's important to see. For people to see that we're not exaggerating here. Here is new Department of Justice official Jared Wise on January 6th.
You guys are disgusting, man. You guys are disgusting. I'm former law enforcement. You're disgusting. You are the Nazi. You are the Gestapo. You can't see it because you're chasing your pension, right? Your pension. Your retirement, right? That's what runs your life, your retirement.
The sad thing is they're not even going to get their pension because it's going to be worthless.
So there it is, bro. Kill him. You guys are disgusting. You are the Nazi. You're the Gestapo. Shame on you. Shame on you. Kill him. Kill him. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, it speaks to this administration that they would, that guy now holds a DOJ taxpayer funded job.
What do you think your guys think about this? I just, you know, look, I understand the sentiment behind the back the blue. I really do. Like, I get it. Like, you had a tough job, and a lot of times cops like get shit on and don't get respect. And I do. I, you know, as a troublemaking youth, cops weren't really my favorite. But I do. I understand the sentiment. And I like, how do people that hold that view look at something like this and think anything besides like they're being made a fool of? Right? The fact that like somebody that would yell kill him repeatedly at you and your colleagues who are doing your job protecting the Capitol now gets a job in this administration. Like, how do they square that in their heads if they're a cop supporting Republican, do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, from having spoken with a lot of law enforcement officers that they're cops outside of the beltway, so to speak, you know, you've got a lot of cops are very apolitical. I mean, there are a lot of police officers that just, they don't care. They have absolutely want nothing to do with American politics. And they just show up for work every day, you know, try to do their job the best they can. But I mean, there really are a lot of police officers who are in the MAGA camp. And so, you know, for those officers, the things that this former special agent, now DOJ official said, kill them, they're the Gestapo, they're the Nazis, make perfect sense. And they're actually, you know, I mean, you look at how many law enforcement officers, former law enforcement officers were there on January 6th and not helping the police officers like myself that day. They were there as part of, you know, Trump's personal, you know, brown shirt army.
I mean, I hate doing this like game because it's kind of so stupid at this point, but it's just like, I mean, had Barack Obama appointed a Black Lives Matter protester who was shouting kill him about the cops, and you would never stop hearing about this in MAGA. Right. Like you would never stop hearing about this on Fox. And so it just is this total cognitive dissonance. Like this is the one instance where somebody can yell kill him at the cops and be rewarded, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, other than, you know, the hundreds of individuals that were committed acts of violence against police officers that day and then were pardoned by the president. You know, that there seemed to have been some limited outrage within the Republican Party in the immediate aftermath. But, you know, the silence was deafening.
Yeah. Well, on this fucking working group, just so people know what we're talking about here, Bondi is AG launched this. The task here, this former agent, will be looking into the politicized actions of officials who investigated Donald Trump. The point person on this now is Eagle Ed Martin, who is going to be the U.S. attorney for D.C. But this is how fucking bad Eagle Ed Martin is. He could not be confirmed for the job that Jeanine Pirro ended up getting. Like that's how bad this dude is. That's how like embarrassing his resume was and his track record. That Republican senators were like, he's a step too far. We're going to put Judge Box of Wine in there instead. So Ed Martin is organizing this group with Jared Wise. They're supposed to be reviewing these actions. And I don't have any reporting on this. I don't have any details on this, but like tie this to the other big story of the day, which is the last time I did a video on this, there were two, now there are three FBI agents who have been fired, pushed out of the Bureau. You know, a couple of who didn't do anything. Like they were part of the investigations against the J6ers in two cases. In one case, he refused to fire people who were part of these investigations. And so, like, to me, it's like you have a guy now that was shouting kill him at you all that gets to be a rat inside the administration to rat out anybody that he thinks is does wrong thing. I mean, sometimes I think that the parallels to past autocratic governments get a little bit too overdone, but what else would you call this?
I think that those, you know, to calling out the fact that this looks a whole hell of a lot like 1930s Germany is completely appropriate. I can't look at it any other way. You know, Ed Martin is a disgusting human. He also coincidentally referred to me as a fake police officer.
You're an actor in his theory, yes. Or what was his theory?
Correct. No, he just said that I was a fake cop, that I was not a real police officer, despite the fact that I'm sure he knows quite well that that I was a DC police officer for 20 years, but feeding into the conspiratorial nature of you know, who these what these guys really are all about. And it's insane.
I wouldn't mind for you to bump into Ed Martin at a watering hole. I want to think you probably have different thing to say about your resume, probably, yeah. If you met him in person, I would guess. Yeah, man, I don't know. I just like, again, it, to me, that's the thing that I struggle with. I mean, A, it's just morally repugnant that this guy's in there after what he did. But it also just goes against the ethos of everything. Like, these guys have become the feds that they bitched about. Like, they literally have a fucking spy in their midst. Like, they said that there's this deep state against them. It's like, now it's like, we got this group, and their job is to rat people out that are working in the FBI, working at Capitol Police, working in these agencies, at DOJ.
Yeah, and no, like, I mean... I know, when you talked about the FBI agents, like, I knew that recently there were three career federal prosecutors that were dismissed, that were fired, you know, in an incredibly disrespectful fashion, you know, 15 minutes, get the hell out of the building, escorted out of the building and whatnot. And their crime that they committed was having prosecuted individuals who participated in the January 6th insurrection. That's it. Nothing other than that was, you know, they were prosecutors that that did their jobs. And so, it's terrifying to me. And it's also, you know, what? How do you right that ship? You know, let's say in however many years, you know, we get a sane person back in the White House. You know, this idea that we had this deep state, which I believe is bullshit, but we do now. You know, we certainly do now. And then how do you purge these people from the ranks of these organizations and rebuild trust with the American people? You know, what took 6 months to destroy, I don't think I would ever trust the Department of Justice in my lifetime, again, having gone from being colleagues with this organization and these individuals to being in an adversarial role, for doing nothing other than speaking the truth about what I experienced, as a police officer.
And it's just great. I mean, you're right about the rebuilding and the flushing out and replacing the people that have worked there. And this is what's happening. People, as you point out, people that were just doing their jobs, trying to protect the country, are getting fired and smeared. And dude yelling, kill him, at the cops with his fucking MAGA hat on, you know, is getting brought in. Yep. I mean, I think it's a pretty alarming state of personnel there. So I don't know. Do you have any other final thoughts on this, Fanon, before I let you go?
No, I mean, I'm sure we'll be back talking about something else in the not so distant future. So.
Sounds good, brother. I appreciate it. You got a Substack, right?
I do. I got a Substack, and I just launched a YouTube show, which in 2 weeks we surpassed 250,000 followers.
Amazing. We'll put the link on here. I've got to check that out. I saw your Substack. Look at me. I'm on a holiday for 1 week. Next thing you know, Fanon's coming for me in the YouTube space. So we'll put the link down here. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate your service. We'll be talking to you soon. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.